Firefighters are battling 19 major fires in 8 states. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, nearly 1 million acres are burning. Much of that acreage is in Colorado and Arizona. Around the famous California town of Malibu, wildfires are a way of life. And as a result, that wealthy beachside and rural mountainous region has some of the strictest building and fire codes in the country. NPR's Mandalita Barco reports.
On a street called Calle del Barco, perched high on the Malibu cliffs, the multi-million-dollar Spanish-style and ultra-modern homes command spectacular views of the horizon over the Pacific.
Paradise. Absolute paradise.
Look at the 480 square miles of ocean off our deck.
Bibi Mays and her husband John enjoy sweeping vistas of technicolor sunsets, but it hasn't always been so idyllic. 9 years ago, a tremendous firestorm raced through the Santa Monica Mountains and canyons, driven by fierce Santa Ana winds. The wildfire stopped at the coastline after destroying more than 450 homes, including the Mays cottage.
We had a nice little redwood thing, which we had just moved into when the fire of the century came by. Just everything evaporated in this incredible firestorm, much like what they're having now. It just sort of breaks my heart, you know, to see the papers and look at the news, because I know exactly what they're going through.
Bibi Mays says her house and everything inside was reduced to cinders, but with the insurance money, she and her husband rebuilt what is now a modern two-story, four-bedroom house. It's made of towering glass windows and stucco walls that can hold back flames for an hour. The roof is made of pebbles. The Mays and their neighbors had to follow extensive and expensive building and fire codes, installing dual-pane glass windows and indoor and outdoor sprinklers. The codes also specify what kind of plants can be grown near the houses. Fast-burning pine trees are banned. Water-filled succulents are encouraged.
These are agaves and lantana and society garlics. And
Hollywood hairdresser Artemisia. Kelly Klein landscaped the yard around his glass, stone, and stucco house.
I kept all the trees and bushes away, and there's like no vines growing on the house. Everything's far and away, and everything up by the house is low growing.
Building and fire codes for LA's mountainous regions changed after the 1993 Malibu fire, says fire captain Jim Jordan.
I think overall, the wildland-urban interface in Southern California probably has more people and more houses than anywhere else in the country. So we have some of the more strict codes.
The mountains here are chock full of highly flammable chaparral, sumac plants, and eucalyptus trees. So one of the most dramatic codes requires residents to clear out hazardous brush at least 200 feet from their houses. Johnson says that has helped tremendously since the 93 fire.
To show you the difference, the October of 1996, which was the Calabasas fire, we burned almost the same area, 16,000, 15,000 acres. We lost one house, one trailer, and one outbuilding. Having what the fire department calls a defensible space is absolutely critical to saving your house in a wildfire. The houses that have burned in Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, rebuilding them to higher standards, more fire-resistive, fire-safe, will help for the next time around.
Those who build or rebuild in the West might not go as far as Don Schmitz. He and his family have a ranch home on a Malibu peak above Solstice Canyon. Their 52-acre property includes an irrigated vineyard and sprinkler systems inside and outside the house.
But in addition, we've constructed large stone and brick firewalls to deflect heat from the house itself. We've purchased barrier gel that you can spray on and around the house, which is inflammable. And much to the chagrin of my wife, I bought a fire truck.
The vintage 1960s truck holds 300 gallons of water and is parked in the Schmitz's driveway.
Yes, the fire truck is... some would say overkill, but it provides an extra added sense of security.
Southern California is unusually dry this year, and Malibu's fire season has already begun, 5 months early. Don Schmidt says big wildfires are not a matter of if, they're a matter of when. And this community, he says, is exceptionally well prepared. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Malibu.